News out of Montana, USA. Police in the town of Butt have been in... Oh, this is going to be so hard to get to.
So mature.
B-U-T-T-E. The Butt Police have been inundated with an abundance of naked and partially undressed people over the weekend. A bloke...
Wait, so naked butts in Butt.
Yep.
And they had to call the Butt Police.
Butt Police were called. They rolled up in the Butt Police cars. One guy got off the bus, the Butt Bus, took off his clothes, dropped to his knees and started praying to God. Apparently God told him that he should take his clothes off and that he should not cooperate with the Butt Police. Oh, this is going to be a tough one. The day before that, again, at the Butt Police Station. The Butt Police received a call about a topless woman who was apparently lying on top of a pile of luggage. She did not tell the Butt Police while she wasn't wearing a shirt, but they assisted her in getting dressed. Butt Police, very helpful. Oh, I love this.
I'm having such a hard time.
It is. In all honesty, all jokes aside, Butt is a beautiful place to visit. But it's definitely got its problems there. Wait for it. Definitely got its problems in, but they've got some of the highest numbers of online piracy. Yep, the Butt Pirates are a real problem. The local Butt school had to be closed because of a lice outbreak. There was Butt lice everywhere. Nice place, Butt, but it's very rural, so they regularly run out of fuel. They've got a real gas problem in Butt. If you ever find yourself in Butt and you need a haircut, I recommend either going to Butt Hair or Hair of Butt. They also do waxing at Hair of Butt. And also, if you're in Butt, they've got a brewery there, but I don't recommend going there. The beer is horrible. It uses local Butt water, and the beer tastes like Butt. Oh, that was fun.
Good.
That was fun. I can knock off now. No, I really wanted to get that out.
Press play. Go.